The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn here to go through a list of things from A to Z that are happening this Monday, the 2nd of May, as we try to make you laugh a little bit, spread some joy here and there. If you have a sense of humor like Jennifer does, Victoria's got a pretty good sense of humor, as I'm just getting to know hers. I got Jennifer's. I know what to do to get a little something. You know, when I say something that I know will appeal to Jennifer and her real nature.
It's like a softball, right? Whammo.
Pungo! There it is. Yes. So here is, speaking of that, everybody is going to want to know about the number one story today, no matter what. The Internal Revenue Service is going to go away.
Woo!
The largest group.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
I'm speechless. What is this really happening?
The Republican Study Committee, which has 2/3 of the House of Representatives Republicans as its members, has called for the complete elimination of the IRS. Their support for this idea, confined usually to the fringes, like when I've been at this for how many years have you known me, Jennifer? I've been on this forever and ever because
over,
I believe,
over 10.
Actually, that the IRS is illegal and unconstitutional based on the law that was passed in 1913. But because really this is a corrupt country and a corrupt system, there always are ways to get around those people that are considered to be nutcakes who say the IRS is illegal, I'm not paying my taxes. Well, you know how that works. You go to jail. Because that's how corrupt the system is. But the Republicans see something here, and there have been people all over the place since this announcement to abolish the IRS. There are some Republicans who say this is not being well thought through. Here's Charles Bustany, who is a Republican congressman, said, quote, "Before we start making blanket statements about abolishing the IRS, I think it's important to focus on what the tax code for this century, the rest of the century, ought to look like." And by the way, there are 172 Republicans on this committee. The dramatic rhetoric is often heated up during an election year, and he's warning that may be the case here. I find this has a rather broad appeal. However, the committee simply said in their press release, quote, "This proposal takes the bold step of calling for the complete elimination of the IRS. Tax collection and enforcement activities would be moved to a new, smaller, and more accountable department in the Treasury." So,
right, because you do need something. Unless you move to a complete sales tax system where everybody just pays on what they buy, then you really do need a tax department, because even if it's a flat tax, you would need someone to collect it.
Yep.
Right.
Bashing the IRS is particularly attractive in an election year. As far as I'm concerned, bashing the IRS is attractive at any time.
It's like a pair of black heels that goes with everything.
Right, exactly. And for those apologists who say, well, the IRS really does do a good job, 82% of the people are tax compliant. Okay, so what about the other 18% who are screwing the system right and left? We can't get a hold of everybody. Really, we could if, as Jennifer just suggested, we had a sales tax and everybody pays. There's no underground economy. There is nothing that would keep you from paying your fair share.
And I have breaking news, everybody whose stomach turns when we have these debates on immigration, that whole argument would go away because now, if with the sales tax, everybody would be paying your fair share, it wouldn't really matter who was here as long as they were paying into the system to make it work.
If you have money to buy something, then you have money to pay the taxes on it. It's simple. People say, well, it'll be unfair to the poor and the rich. No, rich buy a lot more stuff and it's a lot more expensive and the poor people don't. So food is exempted, clothing is exempted from any of the majority of these programs that are any good. And so this thing.
But without the IRS, wouldn't you just see an influx of cash only transactions? Where the sales tax wouldn't be reported.
Yes, it would be.
That's what you see now.
Right, exactly. You just made the argument, Victoria, because every single dime that you spend on things that are not that you eat or that you wear, all, whether you pay cash, credit card, check, whatever, it doesn't make any difference, the vendor has to collect the tax and pay it into the coffer.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're supposed to do it now, but a lot of vendors or a lot of businesses that are cash-only businesses don't report all of the sales tax, and they don't pay it. So how would you enforce it?
The way here's the way the there's a guy that I know here who has a pizza restaurant, and he told me something that really, actually, I thought was quite clever. The IRS looks at his orders for pizza boxes, and if he sells, if there are more pizza boxes gone from his stack than cash receipts or whatever receipts there are at the cash register, then they know that he's cheating. And I've never forgotten that, frankly. I always thought that was pretty fascinating. But yet, that's, you know, there are ways of accounting for it under the circumstances. And if you're buying the staples, you can't buy a car for cash. You can write a check. You can pay for a credit card. But there's no way you can buy a car.
See, for this very reason, like, because I go back and forth in my head.
Unless you're buying it from an individual. That would apply to you.
Flat tax, sales tax. I always kind of go back and forth. And Victoria's right. You could increase, I mean, by doing a sales tax, you could increase a huge black market for a lot of goods and services. But it also is a way to, if you want to eliminate an immigration debate, it's also a good way to do that because the people that are here, you would assume, would be paying for the services that they're going to be using. Now, I would support a flat tax because, to me, it's more constitutional. The sales tax, you'd have to do a lot more to get that passed through with the constitutionality of a sales tax as opposed to a flat tax. And just decreasing, I think this is, they're on the right track here. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think the government's on the right track. Reducing the size of the tax collection agency and just giving everybody a square, flat amount to pay so that you're when you do your taxes, it can be done on a postcard or it can be done on a small sheet of paper so that you don't have to spend hours and pay people. And then you give the benefit to the rich who can afford the good tax people to get them all their money back. I think it's great.
Right, it is interesting. I've never thought about this as a concept, but it's really interesting.
Well, you've never thought about a lot of things until you got around us, Victoria. See how refreshing your life has turned out to be? Wow. After all, let's give credit where credit is due.
Flat tax would be, I mean, I guess just all in all, flat tax would be the easiest one to implement if they wanted to.
Yes. All right. So, ladies, nice job there. 14 past the hour. Neither of you has a problem with thinning hair. So I'll speak to the people in the audience who have a problem with their hair. It's getting a little thin on the part, maybe a little thin in the back, a little thin here, a little thin there, everywhere a thin. So let's fix that problem with Provia. Provia has thinning therapy. So you can reduce the premature loss of your hair, the thinning of your hair brought about by you using cheap shampoos, creams, lotions, that sort of thing, that have plugged up the pores on your head, and thus the hair when it falls out, which everybody's hair comes out. You know as well as I do, you brush your hair, comb your hair, you see hair in it all the time, take a shower, the hair goes down the drain. What's going on? Am I losing my hair? Yes, everybody loses his or her hair because it's like every other cell in your body. It's replaced with regularity. Same thing with your hair. You lose a hair, and the follicle in that pore that comes up through your scalp rejuvenates the hair, and the hair keeps growing. Except when you use cheap shampoos, plugs up the pore, then you need to do something to cleanse the pores so that the follicles of hair underneath can grow through. And that's what Provia does. That's it. You get your hair back or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. That's basically the bottom line here. You get your hair back or you get your money back. No nasty side effects from pharmaceuticals. Nope. Just an all-natural formula that is a cleaner and a volumizer at the same time. Try Provia by calling 800-525-8319. Victoria, how am I doing? Did I convince anybody you know? Your father, how's his hair? Is it thinning?
I think his hair looks great, but he would tell you that his vanity would tell you that it's very thin, and he would like a solution for that.
All right, here it is. Get it for him for Father's Day. Provia, 800-525-8319. What a great look. And so inexpensive. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319 for Provia. You'll get two bottles for the price of one, so things will work faster because the second bottle will be the super concentrate. Fast results for thinning hair at 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
19 after the hour on Good Day. So, Victoria, what's trending at Twitter as we speak?
As we speak, of course, on Monday, it's always hashtag Monday motivation because everyone on Twitter needs to support each other to get started on a Monday morning. So that's right. Always a very common hashtag. And the other big story is it's getting bigger and bigger is the Bitcoin story. Craig Wright, who is an Australian entrepreneur, has outed himself as the actual creator of Bitcoin. He's been using a fake name all this time. And,
who understands this concept? I sure don't.
I don't.
Online currency, basically.
What does that mean? You can use the online currency as a dollar bill. You can use that online.
But this is the alternative to a dollar bill. So this is the first time where you've created a new
Can I pay
system.
You in Bitcoin?
No, because I know you don't have any.
Yeah, and most people don't want to accept bitcoins as currency.
Yes. I mean, look, if I wanted to pay Farmville all day, you could.
Right.
I just don't get what the appeal is to
Amazon
it.
Amazon takes
what
it.
What is it?
Amazon takes it. That's what Peter said.
Amazon does take it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've got a couple of bucks in my pocket. I think I'll settle for paying with that. Thanks very much. So I'll send you a couple of bucks, Jennifer. There it is. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So this is Rihanna with Calvin Harris. Time now on New Music Monday for us to explore three or four good new tunes.
And let's be honest, make you sound cool to your kids when you know these songs ahead of time.
Right. So who, let's talk, everybody knows who Rihanna is. Who's Calvin Harris? Where do you need
Taylor
to know?
Calvin Harris. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. She's finally got a boy that's in the music business as her boyfriend.
Yep. And they've been together over a year now.
Yeah.
Which seems surprising, but yeah.
Are they living together?
I think so, in L.A. And I know they just went on vacay together to Hawaii. Do I know too much about this?
Yeah. No, hey, I know, too. I follow her on Instagram. So she posted really cute pictures of them on an island somewhere. Yeah. But, so this is a new big debut for Calvin Harris. Everyone's been waiting for his new stuff to drop.
Wait,
and then
hold
anytime
on
you
a
get...
second. I'm included in everyone. I have not been waiting for this.
Well, maybe we can make you a Calvin Harris fan.
Okay,
well,
that'll be nice.
Fans of Calvin Harris and of Rihanna, they've been waiting for this. So this is a big debut today.
Yeah?
And can I ask the out-of-touch girl question? Since, you know,
I've been
laid up for a little while.
Right.
Calvin's just a DJ, right? He doesn't really, like, sing. He just makes the music. Am I right?
Yeah, he's a DJ/producer, yes.
Right. Okay, so so you wouldn't hear him sing on this album.
No.
All right, so that was, we just got started with This Is What You Came For. Now here's Drake. This is called One Dance.
Yep.
This is out as of last week, right?
This single has been out, but his album Views dropped this weekend, and it is on chart to go to number one.
So, is this something you just get by streaming it, or can you actually get a physical copy of this somewhere?
Physical copy meaning a CD?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they have it on?
Can you buy CDs anymore?
I know. Right? So I can put it in the farm mobile.
You probably get it on vinyl, but I don't know about CDs. Where do people buy CDs anymore?
Oh, they can. You can get it on CD. On Amazon or a Target.
Amazon? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't own a CD anymore. I haven't in a long time, so I don't know. But I mostly everyone puts stuff out on vinyl.
You're snob. You're music
I don't
snob.
Have a CD player. I don't have anything in my apartment that can play a CD.
Really? It's your birthday, Victoria.
I got a used one here I can send to you.
I also have a few card machines if you need
them. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, so she didn't even know what a card machine is, did you?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen one.
It's like a unicorn.
All right, what's the story with Drake? What's his move?
So Drake, this is his new album. It's called Views. Dropped this weekend, and everyone who's a fan of Drake has been very excited.
Now you'll know Drake because Drake was with Rihanna, and Chris Brown got mad at Drake. And who stabbed Drake? Was it Chris Brown or who was it?
I don't think he actually got stabbed. I think Chris Brown attacked him in a nightclub.
Very mature, yeah.
With the glass.
Yeah, with a broken bottle or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
big difference. All right, next up, Jennifer likes Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, and
here's
I do.
Their new tune called H-O-L-Y.
Wow, this sounds very ballady for them.
It does. Anytime, guys.
I know. Dramatic pauses should not allow for naps.
Holy.
Now, this would be, back in the day, a DJ's favorite song, because you could just talk and talk until you hit the post.
Right. Okay. But you just stepped on.
I know. Right. I have not heard this song before.
They played this last night when they won Best Duo at one of the country award shows that was on Fox. It wasn't the ACMs or the CMAs. It was the ACCMAs or something last night.
All right. So
these guys are pretty big, though, right, in the country world?
Yeah. And they really, if you listen to their voice, I mean, the voices are very good.
They are. I'll take your word for it. All right, so then there's another piece
and
of new music.
One song that's been holding steady forever, Cake by the Ocean. Dance. This is Joe Jonas' new band.
I just like Cake Anywhere. Is that bad?
Now, I like this.
Yeah, this is a good song.
This is the only thing I've heard so far that I really like. The Rihanna song's not bad. The other two I can leave, but this one I like. So what's the story with these people?
Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. This is his new band. The Joe Bros. This is Joe Jonas' new band.
The Joe Bros.
Yep.
Like the Joe Bros.
It's got a good hook.
He just threw up a guitar solo last week.
Industry with significant career opportunities that you ought to know about. Brian Osich is here now to educate you about why now is a great time to be a school teacher.
Many classrooms across the country are in need of one important element, a teacher. Dr. Pamela Rogeman is Academic Dean of College of Education at University of Phoenix.
There's a critical teacher shortage facing many school districts, which is being fueled in part by many baby boomers approaching retirement. Every child deserves an amazing teacher, and we need more talented individuals to bring their passion for student success to the classroom.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and a University of Phoenix survey finds 9 in 10 K-12 educators are satisfied with their jobs, and the majority would recommend the profession to others.
Technology is removing classroom boundaries and creating new opportunities for teachers to connect students to content in dynamic and innovative ways.
If you have ever considered being a teacher, now may be a good time.
The survey indicates that more than a quarter of today's teachers are career changers. Students can benefit from the diverse industry experience career changers bring to the K-12 environment.
To find out more about becoming a teacher, go to phoenix.edu/education. Now you're in the know from University.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Listen to Lou. Where is Lou? Lou couldn't make it today, but I am here. Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The idea that there are good people in the world. Here's the story of a boxer who's won 8 belts, 8 championships. And when he saw a 4-car pileup yesterday, Jen, on the 405, he jumped out of his car. His name is Sugar Shane Mosley.
Oh, sure, Sugar Shane. I know about him.
You know him?
Yeah,
you know
his boxing about, name.
What happened, Sugar Shane? Yeah.
I couldn't tell you much, but I know his name as a boxer, yes.
Right. All right. Well, yesterday there was a crash on the 405, something new and different. It never happened.
Breaking news.
Yeah, right. A crash on the 405. Sing alert.
That's
on
right.
The 405. Okay, so anyway, this guy sees the 4-car pileup, and he's right behind it. And he gets out of his car, he hears people screaming, and sees blood everywhere, and there's a baby in a car seat.
Ugh.
And the car's driver is so out of it that he can't, first of all, the car is so smunched that he can't get around the back to unlock the door to get the baby out. So this guy, Sugar Mosley, he and his girlfriend call 911, and then they run out. And the two of them worked on the door to get it open so they could get the baby out of the car. Yeah. You could smell the gas, he said. Looked like there was going to be some kind of explosion. So they got the baby, apparently everything turned out to be okay. But, you know, so often we have, I'm looking at this is a tweet at Shane Mosley. Baby and dad are okay. We're really happy. Turns out his wife is 7 months pregnant. So there's one baby
there. That makes the hero, not the boxing star, Sugar Shane Mosley. That makes a hero. And how many of us, you know, that's the thing. You wonder what you would do in that situation. And how many of us would actually stop and do the same thing, take the time out of our life to see if somebody needed help. That's
I would like
cool
to think I would
that.
Make an effort.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
that.
Me too. You would like to think you would. But
How many people are getting selfies with the presidential candidates? I'm just looking at a guy who took a selfie with himself and Donald Trump. And I don't know that you can get close enough to Hillary to get a shot with her. Can you?
I don't think she shows up on film.
Jennifer.
Oh, come on. Even you Hillary supporters can giggle a little at that.
I got to giggle at that. Yeah. It's kind of a giggle thing.
Well, I was going to say something that would be worse than that. She does have a famous selfie with Kim Kardashian, but I don't know, like to broadcast that.
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
She has it. What was, because it
was a fundraiser months ago.
Kim Kardashian is such a vapor. Yeah.
Wow.
What? Go ahead. You can say it.
No, I just mean, like, you know, I don't think that that's the best example of, you know, can you get a selfie with Hillary Clinton? Well, I guess you can if you're a Kardashian, and that's about it. Really? I don't know how many other regular people are getting selfies.
All right, so here's the story to follow up on something that came from the Amy Schumer camp. Apparently, she's decided she does not want to take photos anymore with people who approach her on the street. She did in an Instagram post the other day. She was approached by a fellow. This is really weird. She writes, "This guy in front of his family ran up to me, scared the you-know-what out of me. He put a camera in my face. I asked him to stop. And he said, no, it's America. We paid for you." Really? Is that so?
We paid for you.
"Yes," she said, "legally you're allowed to take a picture of me, but I was asking you to stop and saying no." Which he has the right to do. Where do people get off?
Unbelievable.
With this kind of stuff. Seriously.
But is she going to make that a new rule, that she's not going to take pictures of people?
No more selfies. Story at DougStefan.com.
You know, this...
The fans on Twitter are all over.
Reason that people get famous is because people believe that these people are their friends, or that they're somehow accessible. And you know, I've been bummed by Amy Schumer a lot over the last couple of months, and I really, really liked her. And I mean, I still don't have a reason to not.
I remember the old song,
her.
"That's Why the Lady Is a Tramp."
Yeah, but to say people can't take selfies with you as a general rule, that's kind of a bummer. I mean, to ask your fans for respect, I get that, you know, but to say no selfies at all, that's a bummer. And she also freaked out about that Glamour magazine thing calling her plus sized, which
I disagree. Agreed a lot with that one.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Even if someone accuses a celebrity of being plus size, you shouldn't take offense to it because there are beautiful plus size people everywhere. So like that, I had a real problem with when she said that.
Yeah,
you could just say, okay, that's fine. If you think that I'm plus size, fine. Plus size is beautiful.
Right.
Everything is beautiful unless you're in Kentucky. All right, so. There's a Confederate monument that's been at the University of Louisville for 120 years. A monument honoring Kentuckians who died for the Confederacy in the Civil War. It's been there since 1895. President of the university, James Ramsey, and the mayor of Louisville, Greg Fisher, said over the weekend they're going to relocate it to a more appropriate place, the dump. That's I just asked.
Yes.
Okay.
The two of them said in an announcement, "This monument has no place in a compassionate, forward-leaning city. 70 feet tall, made out of bronze, It was gifted by the Kentucky Women's Monument Association in 1895. So the people who don't like the Confederate flag don't like this, and I can understand that. Last night when I came home to dinner, Meredith was watching something on a new television channel run by BET, Black Entertainment Television. It's a channel just for black women. And the reason that...
So it's BWET.
Well, apparently. Meredith's been sick all weekend, so she was home. And she didn't usually sit around and watch television, but she was watching this, the story of Thomas Jefferson and the black slave who was the mother of his children and about whom he wrote and apparently loved her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was watching the movie because it was sort of interesting. I don't know that much about the end of Thomas Jefferson's life at Monticello, but that's what the story was about. But I found two things to be, I don't know if distressing is the right word, but of note. So you tell me whether you think I'm on the right page or the wrong page. This channel is a new sort of fledgling channel. So in order to get the amount of credit they need to from the advertisers, they have to play the commercials over and over and over and over again. There would be 9 minutes of programming, then 5.5 minutes worth of commercials. And if I wasn't interested in the show, I would have been long gone. But it just was that over and over.
Can I give you a little bit of insight into what they might be doing there? Are you watching on cable?
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of times to make a deal with the cable system or the satellite operator, they will give a large amount of inventory for local ads.
To the locals, yeah.
Right. So they need to keep their national ads because obviously the network needs to make money. But then they also have to give a large chunk to the local cable operator. And typically that's probably why it seems so long to you because it's both of those things jammed together.
Yeah, it was long. Yeah. All right. Well, that's instructive. Thank you. And by the way, the other thing that I thought about, and this is politically, like, completely incorrect or, like...
Oh, goody. Well,
yeah.
Peter, do we have theme music for this? Just kidding.
I'm trying to imagine a cable channel for white women.
It's called Bravo.
Is it?
Yeah, Lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then they just don't call it a cable channel for white women. It's just for white women. So... why do they make a big deal out of this channel being for black women? I'm not a black woman. I was watching the show, and I found it quite interesting. I don't know why. What's the marketing? Is that a marketing strategy?
It must be a branding thing.
Value?
It's got to be a ploy to try to make it more niche. But, yeah, I mean, you're not going to say, hey, Doug, white guy over there, I see you watching.
White guy. How about white guy? The cable channel of a white guy. Well, Spike would be that, I suppose. Anyway. All right. Food for thought. Thank you. 43 after. This is Good Day.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of US SMB Microsoft.
With new stories. stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99. And will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 400.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
All right, food news time here on Good Day. Last week, the announcement was made that Chobani, how many people eat Chobani? You have, Victoria, you eat Chobani yogurt?
Yeah, sure. I like Faye better, but I like Chobani, too.
Faye. I don't know Faye.
It's the other one that's
Fage.
Yeah, F-A-J-E.
What is it? What
Greek
is it?
Yogurt. It's Greek yogurt, yeah. You've seen it. You just don't know it's Faye.
That was a slam.
No, I'm just saying it's pronounced Fage. No one knows it's Faye.
Okay, I got your number.
Well, aren't you lactose intolerant?
I am.
Okay.
But I do eat yogurt. Anyway, but I don't like Chobani.
And he's vegetarian, but he does eat pork.
The Chobani thing, I don't get what is so.
I think that means what you think it means.
This is one of those things. Last week, you remember that the folks that run Chobani gave stock to the people in the company that are working there because they've been so successful. And the stock package was about $1 million a piece to the people that work there. God love them. Let's see here. This is a posting on a Twitter page in New York. I'll never eat another yogurt, only Chobani for me. Yogurt for the people, by the people. This guy that runs Chobani offered shares to his employees. He took 10% of the company and gave it because they're going to go public.
That's kind of cool.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. All right. Quaker Oats is being sued for $5 million because weed killer is being used in the production of the oats. How about that? Lawsuit filed by Lewis Daly of New York. It claims their advertising is false and misleading. He says the carcinogenic substance glyphosate is used to grow the oats. Well, sir, it's not really used to grow the oats. It's used to keep the weeds from growing in the oats. This is another great Monsanto contribution to society. An herbicide the World Health Organization declared carcinogenic last year. So now this guy, and I don't know that he's, I'll step back and let him take a shot at those guys for sure. Yeah. Denmark is going to tax red meat to fight climate change. They're going to add 15% on red meat because the growing of cattle, the usage of water, greenhouse gases that come out of the butt of a cow are ruining the world. So they're going to fix that by charging a tax on red meat to people who live in Denmark. 50 minutes after the hour.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin?
Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Famous, one of the most famous themes from a movie ever. Everybody get ready to get scared. Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
Wait till we get to the good part.
Uh-oh. John Williams with one of his first contributions 40 years ago. On this date, filming began on the Cape. Actually, it was in Nantucket, I believe, on Jaws. One of the beaches on
You know what? I can't remember whether it was Martha's Vineyard.
I feel like it was the Vineyard.
Was it the Vineyard? Yeah. Maybe it was. They transformed one of the beaches into Amityville, and thus the whole story began. Chucker, did you ever hear about Jaws before it actually became? There was no book or anything called Jaws, right?
No, there was. No, it was a novel by Peter Benchley. That's what it's based on. The movie is superior to the novel, though. A lot of Spielberg changed a lot, all for the better.
Yeah.
No, there was a novel. It was a. I think they picked up the rights to the novel before it was released to the public.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We're going to go through the box office totals for the weekend. We're also going to try to figure out what the heck Will Ferrell was thinking. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. Stick around. It's a good day.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. Dr. Wayne Aldridge, president of the American Academy of Periodontology, tells us why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, or bad breath are signs of periodontal disease, which requires evaluation by a periodontist.
Gum disease can also lead to diabetes and heart disease and is a leading cause of tooth loss. But good news, Dr. Aldridge says gum disease can be prevented or reversed.
Brushing twice daily, regular flossing, an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation, and visits with a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit gumbler.org. That's GUMBLR.org to find a periodontist, take a quiz, and learn more.
All right, Chucker, how did we do at the box office this weekend?
Riding the wave of good word of mouth, Doug, Disney's The Jungle Book, number one for the third straight weekend, $42 million in business. Holding up very well, just a 31% drop-off week to week. That's very solid, something Warner Brothers wishes they had with Batman vs. Superman when it came out last month. $252 million in 3 weeks of release. Huntsman Winter's War dropped off 59%, which tells you word of mouth's not that good. 9.3, $34 million in 2 weeks. Keanu, the new comedy, that's gotten really good reviews, starring Key and Peele, 9.3 million. That was shot on a $15 million budget. Gary Marshall's Mother's Day plays fourth. It appears that the public's getting somewhat tired of his themed holiday time killers. 8.3 million.
What a cynic you are. Holiday time killers.
I know. They're good movies.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I agree with Chucker on this. I think they're all terrible.
That's a debatable comment. And now Barbershop, the next cut, ran out the top five, 6.1. I did a revival last night of Sting from 73. Amazing on the big screen. No actor like Paul Newman. And also, Doug, my our local theater booked Purple Rain for three shows. I must admit, I never saw it before. I watched it Friday night and really dug it. I thought it was really good. And if you like Prince, certainly the definitive Prince on film.
All right, what the heck was Will Ferrell thinking? You know, I've said many times.
Wasn't thinking.
I don't like him. I never liked him. I think he's a jerk in real life.
You like him that much, huh?
I think he's an absolute jerk, and this just sort of proved it. But he got so much starch from the family and fans that.
Let's put it this way. If that movie went through, I think that really would have defined what, you know, when people give Hollywood a bad
liberal
name.
Liberal Hollywood,
That gives Hollywood a bad name if they did that movie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, but he obviously didn't have enough brains to say no to it the first time around. He had to get starch.
Once Patty Davis wrote that letter, he said no.
Yeah, right. Well, Michael sent him a note to her.
Yeah.
Somehow and posted. Mm-hmm.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.